A B&B creative production. Left on Dead. The Plan.
I'm so sorry, Cindy. I didn't mean to get you involved in this.
It's okay. We can fight this thing together.
No, this is my problem. I'm going to take care of this. I couldn't live with myself if something happened to you. Besides, who will nurse me back to health if something happens to me?
Hey, genius. Next time, you may not make it out alive. What in the world does this guy want with you?
Excellent question indeed. What do I want with you, Nick? What do I want you to do? Well, now is as good a time as any, I suppose. I have another mission for you, Nick. Only you, Cindy, need not come on this one.
What do you want from me? Leave Cindy out of this.
Oh, Nick, do you really think I don't know the other people in your life? Your sister June? Your nephew Banks? Or how about your sweet mother? Do you think I've never been to her home on Stinking Creek Road? Do you not think I know that she gets home from work at precisely 5 Forpum every day? Okay, sorry, on Tuesdays, the train will hold her up until 5. 11 them. Nick, if you don't follow my next steps with razor precision, all these people will disappear from your life. Sure, it would be much easier just to kill you, but I would rather enjoy watching you live with the only things you care about dead and gone.
Okay, please don't touch my family. Just tell me what you want and leave me alone.
Good. Looks like you're ready. Nick, you're a banker. You have access to move funds from account to account with no one above you authorizing these transactions. So it's money, Nick. I want you to move money, and lots of it. Why come into your bank with guns blazing like a good Western when I have you on the inside, Nick?
Are you seriously naive enough to assume I can move money around without being caught? You're crazy.
Not naive at all, actually. You will probably get caught. You will probably lose your job. You may even go to prison. But by the time this catches up to you, the money will be cashed out of my offshore account, and I will be enjoying the fruits of your labor by the beach. You will be spending time in federal prison. Or, on the other hand, if you are too selfish to carry out these tasks, you can sit in your recliner on Cardinal Drive and watch every loved one disappear. One by one, choice is yours, Nick.
Jesus, okay. I'm sure the judge will understand once I show the jury these texts. And just how am I supposed to get this money to you? What's your plan?
Remember the package you dropped for me on the evening we first met? Go back there. Under the same stairs, you will see an envelope with more instructions and the wire account info. Be there by 5 o'clock or else.
5 o'clock, old barbershop on Commerce. Got it. You know, you could just save me the drive and text it to me, right? Why the theatrics?
I like to watch you run, and watching you stress out give me more joy than you could imagine.
Cindy, really, I'm so sorry I got you tangled up in this. I never meant for any of this
to happen. Okay, they blew up your car and beat the crap out of you. They were just trying to scare you so you'll keep doing what they want. Money. It's a tale as old as time. They just want money, so send them money and then this all goes away. You have all the evidence against them in your phone, so when they find out that you were beaten and your family was threatened, do you really think that they're going to put you in prison? Now shut up and go. I'll go to my mom's house, and you better let me know that you're okay, Kicker.
I will, and you're right. If they would ask me for money at first, there's no way I would have given it to them. They had to get my attention. I'm going to be fine. I'm just ready to get all of this behind us so we can finally make that steak dinner. 4:50. Never hurts to be early with so much on the line, I guess. Commerce Street. Looks like I made it. Thank God my rental didn't blow up, but at least I sprung for the extra insurance. There's the barbershop. Never thought I'd see this place again after a few months ago. Hey, is that...
There he is! I beat Apollo here!
He's putting the envelope under the stairs. Move! Get out of the way! Come here, stop! I see you! You're gonna pay for this! I'm catching up! Stop! I'm almost to him. You're not getting away from me! I've got you! Yeah, I'm not as slow as you thought I am, you prick. Now let's take off this mask and let me see your face, you coward. You're not so big and bad when you're not behind your phone. You're a freaking lowlife. You're... Ted?
This has been a B&B Creative Production. Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.